That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday. Yes, the Norton Eagles is open for dinner on Mondays through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock normally, except for this coming Sunday, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. Back to why the Norton Eagles will not be having bingo this coming Sunday. Well, because it is Super Bowl Sunday and they're having a Super Bowl party. Get your friends and your family together and join everyone at the Norton Eagles on Sunday. The bar will open at 5 p.m. And you're welcome to bring your favorite finger foods and snacks for the evening and cheer on the Chiefs to a victory. The Norton Eagles is also having a Valentine's dinner special menu for Wednesday, February 14th, starting at 5:30 p.m. They're going to be serving up a pork chop meal and a chicken breast meal. Comes with side salad, baked potato, vegetable dinner roll, and dessert. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today, some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 53, with a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 33. On Tuesday, some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy Tuesday with a high near 59. And on Tuesday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 45 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be partly sunny with a high near 63 and windy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Thursday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 47. And on Sunday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 43. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 37 degrees. And the current visibility is a mile and a half. It is 9:06. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday, February 5th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Hey, okay, so we're going to do a little wrap-up here. For the Panther Classic Wrestling, the girls finished in third as a team. Excellent. And the boys finished fourth. What a great weekend they had. The boys and girls basketball both won their games on Friday. And then the Pro Bowl was took place on Sunday. That was a lot of fun.
No, you weren't home.
But okay, so before the actual Pro Bowl, you know, they play flag football now, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun to watch. They had a high school 17 and under girls flag football team play.
Oh, really?
I will tell you, I would watch that more often if it were on TV.
Oh, really?
Was it was very fun? Entertaining. They're thinking about making it actually a sport in the Olympics.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Now, the girls played, they just played, it's like almost like two quarters. They played a quarter and then halftime and then another quarter. The mm-hmm. Pro Bowl last night, they played like a full game. But it was very exciting. Those girls, I'll tell you what, they can throw, they could play. I was so impressed. I would watch that all the time if it was on. It was really good. But the NFC did beat the AFC last night.
Do you think it's fixed?
No, I don't, because the way they were doing it last night and this weekend was all the pre-stuff they had and all the fun stuff like the tug of wars and all that kind of stuff. All the points they earned from that was also added to the game.
Okay.
So, okay. I mean, the skills were included. So the game ended up, I can't even remember what, it's like 58 to 53 or something. During halftime, they had their final challenge. It was a tug of war, mm-hmm. and the NFC did win that. They got 3 points for that, so that was added to their game score.
That's interesting.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I like this new thing, the way they're doing it. I never really enjoyed the Pro Bowl before. It was kind of boring, you know. But this way, it really was a lot of fun. So I look forward to next year. But the NFC beat the AFC. Yuck. Didn't like that. We were rooting for Peyton's team, but Eli's team won. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch. I enjoyed it a lot.
I went to a hockey game.
You did go to a hockey game, and you said you had a ton of fun there, too. That's awesome. And their weather was a lot like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little dreary.
Yeah.
It was a little dreary, but that's okay. We just went for the hockey game. So that was inside.
The family.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was fun. I love that you guys do all this family stuff together.
Yes.
More should.
They set a record with their goals last night. They got the most goals the Tri-City Storm has ever had in a hockey game since they started. And the score was 12-2.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
12-2, that's kind of high for a hockey
game. That's a high-scoring hockey game.
Wow. It sounds like you had a lot of fun, and you didn't get home way too late.
No, we were home by 7:30 since it was a day game. Yeah. So
what a great night.
Yes.
You had fun. It was that was in Kearney.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And so then they won?
They did. 12-2.
Yep. They were the team that won. Awesome. So Kearney is, what's the name of the team?
Tri-City Storm.
Tri-City Storm. Awesome. All right. That's good.
I'm still going to get you to a hockey game one of these times.
I'll go sometime. You know, I always think I want to go, but then
when I invite you, you say no.
Yeah, because I really don't want to go. But I do want to go. You know what I mean? Maybe you need to trick me to go to Kearney for something else and then take me to a hockey game. Because I just can't make up my mind. But it sounds like a lot of fun. And like I said, you guys went as a family. You had a great night. And more families should do stuff like that.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Is it all you did this weekend?
Yes, okay. Pretty much.
Well, that's okay. That's a big day. And, you know, what was the fog like driving?
It wasn't foggy at all.
No?
Maybe just a little mist on the way home. That was it.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
It's starting to clear up here a little bit. It looks like that's good. It is foggy outside. So, once again, we'll give you the standard, please be careful if you're out driving around. We're only at a mile and a half visibility here right now. And I look at the window, I can see up north of us. It looks a lot worse. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it looks like south of us, but... So just be careful. If you can wait a while until this clears off, that would be wonderful before you get out on the streets. If you have to get out, please check the conditions before you do so.
And all right. Turn your lights on.
And turn your lights on. That's good.
Yes.
Keep telling them that. I know. You know, my lights are always on. I don't even know where the switch is in the Hummer. That's a good... I better check that. I don't. It's probably right... Okay. I'll look and see. Anyway, yes. Keep your lights on. It helps a lot. Ready for some trivia?
I am ready. It's Monday. Don't expect much from me.
Well, okay, so I am going to have a theme this week. I'm going to do Super Bowl.
Okay.
Of course, right?
Okay.
Now, I just want to say that you're looking up all the Super Bowl questions. I think I did Super Bowl last year. If I do repeat a question, that's okay. You still have to know the right answer, right?
And it's to your advantage if you were paying attention last year.
We'll
and
see.
You're lucky enough to have a memory to remember it.
Yeah, because I have no idea if I asked these questions last year. But if I did, be the first caller with the correct answer at 785-877-3378. You're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. We thank our Norton Pizza Hut for bringing you trivia during our party line. Call them today at 785-877-3359. Order online, download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store. And you can also dine in at our Norton or Apple app and Google Play. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember, they deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you won, or it will expire. But please keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do have a week to use it. Be the first person to call with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. So which team was the first wild card team to win a Super Bowl? Which team was the first wild card team to win a Super Bowl? Be the first person with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. You are going to win. Are you going to guess?
I'm not even going to guess.
You can win that one. You'll win that one topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. And while we wait for a correct answer, we are going to go to our open market report. That's brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Which team was the first wild card team to win a Super Bowl?
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, light to moderate rain developed on Thursday last week with a little cleanup on Friday. Northern Dress Trade had a range of 275 to 283, mostly at 280, $3 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern Live Business had a range of 176 to 179 when compared to the previous week's weighted averages. Now, Kansas deals were marked at mostly 178 to 179, $4 to $5 higher, while Texas sales were at mostly 178, $3 higher. Taking a look now over at the Mercantile, February live cattle up by $1.05 at 181.70, April up 72 cents at 184.45. March feeder cattle up 90 cents at 245.70. April up 72 cents at 250.92. February lean hogs down 75 cents at 74.70. April down $1.45 at 82.35. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 1¾ at 440¾. May down 1½ at 452. March beans down 3¾ at 11.84½. May down by 4 cents at 11.94¼. March Kansas City wheat down 9 cents at 6.16, May down 8¾ at 6.14. March Chicago wheat down 5¼ at 5.94½, May down 5¾ at 6.02½. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Starting things off with crude oil, they are currently up by 37 cents. Gold down by about 20 cents. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 131.91, NASDAQ down 38.02. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Hey, we did have a winner on our trivia. Karen Wooster knew the right answer. The question, which team was the first wild card team to win a Super Bowl? The answer was the Oakland Raiders.
That's what I was going to say.
Big strike. It's because you're so smart. Figs got three strikes. I know we're talking about football, but hey. So on January 25th, 1981, the Oakland Raiders defeated Philadelphia 27-10 in Super Bowl 15. MVP Jim Plunkett passed for three touchdowns, including an 80-yard strike to Kenny King. Exciting.
There you go.
So it was the Oakland Raiders. Karen Wooster, she got the answer correct, and that won her a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Were you starting to say something?
I was going to say, speaking of Super Bowl, we are in our final week of registering to give away our Super Bowl party for 10 to one of our lucky listeners. You've been hearing it. We are doing the sounder throughout the day. You listen for that sounder and you be the correct caller, and we'll get you entered in for a chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10 to include a whole bunch of snacks from Jamboree Foods, pizza, and from Pizza Hut Wing Street, and your favorite drinks from Epke Liquor and J&R Liquor. And we'll be giving that party away on Friday. But we will continue to register all week long. I did do the sounder over the weekend while I was here on Saturday. And so you just never know when you're going to hear it, because I'm going to probably be in and out throughout the week in the evening too with some stuff that's going on, and I got to for lack of a better word, deal with in the evening. So I might plop one in the evening, too. So just be listening to KQ&K all week long. Be the correct caller when you hear it. If you are lucky enough to get through and be the correct caller multiple times, that's fine. We'll get you registered each time.
And then who's our sponsors?
Oh, that's true, because one of our sponsors will actually also have a chance to win a Super Bowl party, because once we pick our listener winner, then they will help us choose our sponsor winner. And those include Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer in Norton, Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Epke Liquor, Jamboree Foods, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Joy Johnson, agent in Norton, First State Bank, Norton Glass, Pizza Hut Wing Street, Acres in Oberlin, Next Tech, and J&R Liquor.
Awesome. But that's not the only way they can win things from KQ&K.
No. We also have our Valentine's Day date night. We're just giving all kinds of stuff away, because the prize package for our Valentine's Day date night includes a $50 gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., a dipped rose from Russ's Jewelry, your choice of either a 4-inch tuxedo cake or a 4-inch red velvet cake from Destination Kitchen, from the Norton Theater, two tickets to an upcoming movie and Sweetheart Concessions, T&C Kitchen, you're going to get a certificate for dinner, and a $50 gift certificate from Thistle. And you can register at these locations. We have boxes out at these locations. They include Moffitt Drug, Russ's Jewelry, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Cowpoke Supply, Garden Gate, Jamboree Foods, Destination Kitchen, Fit to Go, Next Tech, Thistle, and T&C Kitchen.
Awesome. Win. We're going to draw that on Friday.
Valentine's Day.
I keep thinking. Okay,
so
Valentine's
Super Bowl Day will be this Friday, because then you and I get to go shopping. And then we'll give away Valentine's on Valentine's Day.
Awesome. Lots of good stuff going on. Keep listening, because you just never know when we might stick one of those in there. Now, usually we don't do it during party line, just because we're live and we do require your phone number when you call in. We are the third caller, so we don't want to be given broadcasting everybody's phone numbers. But keep listening to KQ&K for your chance to win. It's so easy. Just be that third caller. That's how easy it is, right?
Yes, it is.
How much easier could it be? All right. Hey, we are waiting on phone calls anyway. We're waiting on phone calls for birthdays. If you know somebody that's having a birthday today, please call us at 785-877-3378. get them on the list, because at the end of the show today, we are drawing for one of those birthday people to receive one of those big, delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because on Friday at the end of the show, we're drawing for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. Don't forget, at Garden Gate, they have some great baskets they can make up for you for your Super Bowl party. They always also have some great items for sale for your Super Bowl party. Dip mixes and chips and all sorts of great stuff. We'll talk about that in a minute. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I have a birthday today.
Okay, and whose birthday is it?
Mitch Jones.
Mitch Jones is celebrating a birthday today.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that's how you do it. Check out Garden Gate. Check out all the great supplies they have for your Super Bowl party. And don't forget about Valentine's Day just around the corner. Oh, it's a week from Wednesday. So make sure that you get that Valentine's gift right away. Don't make it a last-minute gift. And you can find the perfect gift at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. At Click Your Heels Travel, you know, you just tell them where you want to go. And it doesn't matter where you want to go. It could be just Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, or it could be the Kearney. Bahamas. Yeah, Kearney.
We've done hotel rooms for Kearney.
Right. If it's a late game and you want to spend the night, call Click Your Heels Travel. They'll help you with that. Or you could go to the Bahamas or Florida, or you could go to Belize, which is my dream place. It doesn't matter where you want to go. Click Your Heels Travel will get you there. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, give us a call at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton Rotary. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Reminders. Do you have any reminders?
I do have one reminder. Just want to remind everyone that if you have the printed calendars for the school, this is not on the calendar. It is a reschedule of a game that was earlier on in January that was canceled due to weather. And they are going to be doing that game tonight against Oakley. And it is also EES night. And you can enjoy our Eisenhower Elementary School students, who will be performing the national anthem before the boys game, and then we will also have a little dance routine at halftime of the boys game from them as well. And classrooms, Crayons for Classrooms will be doing a bake sale fundraiser to help fund their school supplies. And so it's a night of fun tonight, not on the printed calendar. It's a reschedule for the Oakley game starting at 6 o'clock, and we'll have that coverage here with Jeff and Brexton as well.
Awesome. And then they're playing tomorrow night. That's a regular scheduled game. That's home also. That'll be on KQ and KAM and FM. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes.
Yes.
And then on Friday, they play against Smith Center in Smith Center. And then, so we've got a lot of sports coming up this week.
We do.
Keep listening to KQ and K. It just makes me smile from ear to ear when you talk about those little kids singing the national anthem and doing a little dance routine.
Yes.
It's so much fun to watch. So, my reminder today is for our Norton Public Library. It is Monday. It is Lego Club for Kids Day from 3:45 to 4:45, where you can go to the library to see the Lego creations that are on display. If you have any questions for the library, please call them at 785-877-2481. All right, you get to go first.
I'm going to talk about tomorrow night's game. You kind of did a little teaser. There is going to be a home game tomorrow night, and it is also the last Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund Soup Supper of the season. We'll be serving up all-you-can-eat chili, chicken and noodle soup, and cinnamon rolls with relish of carrots and celery as well. It'll start around 4:30, and it'll go until we run out. Because of how the schedule was last soup supper, there was such a gap between the girls JV game and the first varsity game. We had a run of I guess you could say customers at our soup supper. And so we did sell out early last time. So be sure to get there early to get your soup supper. We appreciate everyone coming out and supporting us as all of our profits go to scholarships for graduating seniors in Norton County. And so this is the last opportunity to help us raise funds to give out those scholarships. And it'll again be at Stoll Lobby tomorrow night, February 6th, against Oberlin, and we'll start at 4:30 until we sell out.
So go to the game tonight, support Crayons for Classrooms, go tomorrow night, support the Rotary.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to talk about our Norton Sonic. So I talked a little bit about it last week. You need to get in and try their pulled pork barbecue favorites. They have the pulled pork barbecue cheeseburger, the pulled pork barbecue sandwich, and the pulled pork barbecue tachos. So let me tell you a little bit about these. The pulled pork barbecue cheeseburger is a beef patty topped with smoked pulled pork with cherry wood smoked sauce, pickles, and American cheese on a toasted brioche bun. The pulled pork barbecue sandwich is a smoked pulled pork smothered in cherry wood smoked sauce and topped with pickles on a toasted brioche bun. And the pulled pork barbecue tachos, Sonic's classic tots, I love tots too, were smoked pulled pork, cherry wood smoked sauce, zesty cheese sauce, and melty cheddar cheese. You can check out the Norton Sonic Facebook page, like and follow them, see the great pictures of the pulled pork barbecue favorites, and they look delicious. And when you're in there getting that delicious pulled pork barbecue favorite, don't forget about the keychains. They are back. It's $20 per keychain. With that keychain, you can get a Route 44 for $1.29 or a soda or slush large for 99 cents. The keychains are valid now through December 31st of 2024. This is a cash-only purchase, so if you decide you want a keychain, you need to stop in and give them $20, and you can get that keychain. You drive around town, you get thirsty, stop in at Sonic. You got that keychain. You can get a great deal on a Route 44 for $1.29 or a soda or large slush for 99 cents. So talk to them about those keychains and stop in and try those pulled pork barbecue favorites. Remember, these items are not permanent on the menu. They're temporary items, so you want to get in and try them before they stop carrying them at our Norton Sonic. Check out our Norton Sonic today right here in Norton on Highway 36.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. Their buffet is featuring beef and noodles served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy prime rib sandwich or omelets for the special. Again, today's lunch buffet is beef and noodles. Tonight is prime rib sandwich or omelets for the special. Want to remind you about an upcoming special Valentine's Day menu that they are going to be offering. And this will be the only menu offered on Valentine's Day after 4 p.m., excluding the kids menu. You can still order off the kids menu if you have little ones coming out with you to celebrate Valentine's Day. But listen to this. This menu is for Valentine's after 4 p.m. at TNC Kitchen. You can order Southwest chicken, chicken fried chicken, chicken fried steak, ribeye steaks, prime rib, surf and turf, shrimp platter, salmon fillet, shrimp scampi, and snow crab legs are what they are offering for a Valentine's special menu. So make plans to take your sweetheart or take yourself out for dinner on Valentine's Day at TNC Kitchen. They do want to remind you that this Saturday and Sunday, February 10th and 11th, will be their closed weekend for the month of February. So make sure to put that on your calendars if you normally go and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner at TNC Kitchen. This Saturday and Sunday, they will be closed. And stay tuned. We'll be talking about this week's featured pie. And if they follow the theme, which so far they have been, it should come from Colorado. And so as soon as they let us know what it is, what the pie is, we'll talk about it and get your appetite going for a piece of pie at TNC Kitchen. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
You know, if I just waited a minute, I would have had a lot less stress because I was in my head doing the alphabet, trying to figure out whose next pie would be.
Do you know?
I finally got to Colorado, but if I just waited.
Do you know the Nifty 50 states song where you do all 50 states in alphabetical order in a song? Mm-mm. That's how I do it.
Oh.
I learned it at when I was like in second grade, and I still remember it.
Yes. Well, I could have learned it in second grade, but I don't remember it. But I did remember it was Colorado finally, but if I just waited two seconds, you would have told me. So
yes.
That's a lot of brain burn.
I'll have to sing it for you
nothing.
Later. I'm not going to do it now on the air.
A lot of brain burn for no reason. All right. Hey, we are going to listen to some information about our Norton County Hospital, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
It's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You can call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. You're on the air.
Okay. Anita Hildebrand's birthday today.
Anita Hildebrand is celebrating a birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. On this day, February 5th, 1846, the Oregon Spectator, based in Oregon City, became the first newspaper published on the Pacific Coast. In 1861, Samuel Goodell patented the moving picture peep show machine. In 1881, Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated. In 1931, Maxine Dunlap became the first woman licensed as a glider pilot. In 1937, U.S. President Roosevelt proposed enlarging the U.S. Supreme Court. The plan failed. In 1940, Amanda of Honeymoon Hill debuted on radio. In 1953, the Walt Disney's film Peter Pan opened at the Roxy Theater in New York City. 1961, the first issue of the Sunday Telegraph was published. In 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 2200 point for the first time. The market closed at 2201.49. In 1988, a pair of indictments were unsealed in Florida accusing Panama's military leader, General Manuel Antonio Noriega, of bribery and drug trafficking. In 1994, white separatist Byron De La Beckwith was convicted in Jackson, Mississippi of the 1963 murder of civil rights leader Medgar Evers. In 1997, Switzerland's Big Three banks announced they would create a $71 million fund for Holocaust victims and their families. In 1997, investment bank Morgan Stanley announced a $10 billion merger with Dean Witter. In 2001, it was announced that Kelly Ripa would be Regis Philbin's co-host. The show was renamed Live with Regis and Kelly. In 2001, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman announced their separation. And finally, on this day, February 5th, 2003, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell presented evidence to the U.N. concerning Iraq's material breach of U.N. Resolution 1441.
Today's February 5th. Today is National Weather Person's Day. They're working pretty hard here in the last couple of weeks, aren't they?
We try to be weather people.
We do.
We're not very good at it, but we try.
Yeah. Our knowledge is looking out the window and saying, oh, look, the fog looks better.
I know.
Okay.
It looks rainy. It looks like it's snowing.
In music, in 1958, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences formed a New York chapter. They were better known as the Grammy Awards Organization. That was on last night. I hear Taylor Swift won a lot. I don't watch that stuff.
Me either. It's mainly because it's on so late.
I liked it when I was younger. 1967, due to a Musicians Union Band, the Rolling Stones were not allowed to play their hit Let's Spend the Night Together when they appeared on an ITV show. In 1986, Prince released the song Kiss. We play that song a lot in the station. In 1998, Tim Kelly of the group Slaughter died after being injured in an auto accident in Arizona at the age of 34. Also in 1998, Elton John and Stevie Wonder played at the White House. In sports, in 1977, Sugar Ray Leonard won his first pro fight. He beat Luis Vega in six rounds, or Luis Vega. In 1988, the first time in 30 years in a wrestling match was aired on primetime. Andre the Giant beat Hulk Hogan in the match. In 1989, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar became the first NBA player to score 38,000 points. In 1990, NBC TV obtained the television rights to all of Notre Dame's home football games for the next 5 years. Notre Dame was the first school to sell its games to a major TV network. And in 1999, Mike Tyson was sentenced to a year in jail for assaulting two people after a car accident on August 31, 1998. Tyson was also fined $5,000, had to serve 2 years of probation, and had to perform 200 hours of community service when he was released. Happy birthday to Hank Aaron, born in 1934, the baseball star who beat Babe Ruth's home run record. Jennifer Jason Leigh was born in 1962. She was Stacy Hamilton in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And Cristiano Ronaldo was born in 1985, the Portugal's biggest 21st century soccer star. People that died on this date, Kirk Douglas died in 2020, the dimple-chinned star of Spartacus. And Christopher Plummer died in 2021. Christopher Plummer played Captain Von Trapp in the 1965 movie The Sound of Music.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Mitch Jones and Allison Quintana.
Awesome. And how many we have called in?
Two.
Okay. Get a nice new shiny metal pieces.
Easy to read. All right. And it is number two, and that is Anita Hildebrand.
Happy birthday, Anita. Guess what? You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit
Union. Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday wishes going out to Mitch Jones and Anita Hildebrand.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton Rotary. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. All right, don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock will be the girls' game. Probably about 7:30 will be the boys' game right here. They're going to be playing in Norton. If you can go watch the game live, please do that. But if not, you know, you can always listen to KQ and K, AM and FM, hear all the action from Jeff and Brexton, and you can also watch on Facebook Live. Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a great day. Keep listening for those sounders. You be the third caller when it comes on, and you get a chance to register for the Super Bowl party giveaway. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day. It does look a little bit like that fog is waning, so just give it some more time, see what happens. But sun's not supposed to come out today very much.
Wah, so, wah, yeah, wah.
It may take a while, but, you know, it's February in Kansas. If that's all we have to deal with, that's okay.
True.
Because
this is true.
Usually this time of year, it's cold and snowy. So I will take the fog and chilly weather any day. Mandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope everybody has a great day. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.